My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's kind of been an unprecedented offseason in the NFL. For us here in Detroit, to have so many nice things said about us, and to have things like the Sports Illustrated cover, and we're a popular Super Bowl pick, although I feel like Green Bay might be turning late into here to the IT team. People like to jump on the Green Bay thing and expedite their rise. And it would suck if those people are right. Admittedly, I have a deep paranoia about them. But, Gator, not everything that's said about us is necessarily glowing. I found something today. The Athletic is going to do something during the season. The website does a lot of good sports reporting. They're going to do something called the Quarterback Power Rankings. And they're going to rank all the starting quarterbacks from 1 to 32.
Great.
Yep. And they write, quarterbacks have never been more valuable in the NFL. And that's now true on multiple fronts. It's a key sentence here. Not only do teams need a great one to contend for a Super Bowl, but they also need to be great at asset management to maintain the roster integrity around those exploding contracts. So teams need a great one to win the Super Bowl, and I think that definitely does help, without question. So entering the season, they have put together their first quarterback power ranking. I'm going to read the top four. Kang, I want you to listen to this too. Top four quarterbacks, according to The Athletic: Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm not going to push back on that.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, like, you don't think Joe Burrow's ever going to win a Super Bowl? And Kang, was it you that said that you think Josh Allen might be overrated?
I said this is a – we had a football questions. What quarterback has the most pressure this year? I think Josh Allen's the top of my list.
Okay. He's overrated.
Well, Gator said he's
okay. I'll agree with that.
Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, really good, Lamar okay. Jackson are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Here's 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, Aaron Rodgers.
Sorry, I was stifling a sneeze there. It must have been.
Yeah. 6, Justin Herbert.
All right.
7, C.J. Stroud. 8, Matthew Stafford.
All right.
That's your thoughts, all right?
If you threw one more in, it would be Matthew McConaughey. I think it's a joke that Aaron Rodgers would be ranked that high. How about I just judge him based on his last full season where he was mung?
Yeah.
How about that? How about his last, you know, the last time he finished a football game? How'd that go?
I just feel like people are hanging on and refuse to believe he could possibly be slipping.
Not only is he slipping physically as a player.
Yeah.
But is he leading?
Everybody thinks that locker room's a disaster in large part because of Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's laughable that he's that high. CJ Stroud, I really like CJ Stroud. It's hard to regress going into your second year, but the first year he had was so spectacular.
Yeah.
4,000 yards passing, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, a quarterback rating of almost 101. He was great. Is he going to regress? I don't think so. He's got more weapons. He's really good. And maybe poised to crack into that top group. But then you follow up with Stafford.
If Stafford were in Detroit, I would be starting to still here. I'd be having concerns. And I was the biggest Stafford guy in the station, right? I would be having concerns about Stafford starting to slip at this point in his career.
You know how there's that cliche, oh, they just need to change the scenery? And then people always struggle to find the example of guys that flourished in a change of scenery.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that both Stafford and Goff, with a change of scenery, have gotten better or make, at least achieved what they want to? Stafford won a Super Bowl.
I think it's a good example, yes.
And Goff, here he is. Goff is on the precipice of doing something great here. I think both guys did. Now, I just think that you hang another year on Stafford. I don't expect him to be anywhere near as productive as or as good as he has been in his career. I don't see how you could say that. He might put up some nice stats. Last year had 24 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. His quarterback rating overall was 92.5, which is okay. It's not near his highest that it has been in his career. Is that what we're going to see? You know, Puka Nacua is not going to sneak up on anybody this year, but Puka Nacua might be that good. And they've got two running backs they really like. It could be a nice offense for Stafford to maintain where he's at, but I don't think Stafford elevates his game up to that level where I'm saying he's the, what, eighth?
He's the eighth best quarterback according to the Athletic's quarterback power rankings.
Okay. And I've never been sold on Justin Herbert because he doesn't win.
Kang, anything to add to these, or did Gator basically touch on it?
I have a problem with Stafford, Stroud, Aaron Rodgers, and Herbert already being on this high on this list.
Right?
I mean, and that's not to say they're bad quarterbacks.
No,
but
they're all good quarterbacks.
Stroud had a great year, Gator, but why are we anointing him already? Why is he already a given, you know? Aaron Rodgers, what have you done for me lately? Nothing, okay?
Honestly.
And Herbert, I like Herbert a lot, but he's never hit the potential to put him in a top 10 in the league. I think he's definitely got that ability to, but it's never happened. And Stafford, I think it's like he just changed his clothes and he looks better to everybody. Of course, he won a Super Bowl with the Rams, but he's pretty much the same quarterback he was with the Lions, but older. And he put on a Rams jersey, and all of a sudden everyone's like, "Whoa, he's a really good quarterback." He's the same guy. He's got a great arm. He's tough as nails. And when you put him with a decent squad, he can win some games.
I give Stroud I'll acknowledge Stroud because what they added. I mean, they bring CJ, or not CJ Stroud, they bring Diggs into the mix with him at receiver. It's a pretty good 1-2 combo with Diggs and Nico Collins. I just think that's going to help him maintain what he was last year and maybe even be better. So I like that.
All right, so recapping what we've done so far, the Athletic's quarterback power rankings, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 is Aaron Rodgers, 6 is Justin Herbert, 7 is C.J. Stroud, 8 is Matthew Stafford.
And what's Burrow going to be like if Ja'Marr Chase doesn't practice?
Yep.
If they don't get a deal done with him, is he going to sit out? How is that going to affect Cincinnati?
Okay, let's get to the next three. Dak Prescott at 9. Brock Purdy at 10, Kirk Cousins at 11.
Well, Dak's numbers are spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 106 rating as quarterback. He's the third highest rated quarterback in the league. Actually, the second, really, because Mason Rudolph last year only started 4 games. But Brock Purdy was number one. Purdy and Dak and Cousins, those are your number 1, 2, and 3 starting quarterbacks with quarterback rating from a year ago.
And, I mean, this is you're doing this rating before a regular season game,
yes.
So I can see putting Dak in the top 10 for a regular season game.
Well, that's the thing. I was thank you for making that point, because he's not a post-game or postseason player.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy has been rock steady. And
he
now
has.
And now they got Ayuk back in the mix. So, I mean, do you expect to see him fall off? If he does, I don't think it's going to be by much. And Kirk Cousins is going to a situation in Atlanta where he's got weapons around him, but he had weapons around him in Minnesota. He had
weapons around him in Minnesota.
And he played very well at Minnesota.
But he's another one of these guys that I'm hanging another year on him, and I don't expect him to get better.
Well, it's an Achilles he's coming back from, which...
Same thing with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay, so we continue. 12, Jordan Love.
Jordan Love scares us.
13, Jalen Hurts. 14, Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence hasn't done anything yet. I thought Trevor Lawrence was the shoe-in, going to step right in, hit the ground running, be that kind of quarterback because he was so good in college. And he has struggled in the NFL.
15, Tua Tagovailoa. 16, Jared Goff. 17, Baker Mayfield. Just ahead of Baker.
Look.
Just ahead of Baker.
And just behind who, Doug?
So let me go back to the very first thing that was written. Not only do teams need a great one to contend for a Super Bowl. That was the second sentence, and then it went on to cap management. You've got Jared Goff smack dab in the middle of the NFL at 16th. 16th. So I'm assuming, by your own definition, that's not a great one. These lists don't matter. It has no bearing on reality. Deep breath.
I feel like you're taking a daily affirmation before you start your day. Before you come into work, Doug has to say, the lists don't matter. They don't matter.
It doesn't matter. But are you kidding me with this? 16th? I mean, remember last year? We had Jared Goff on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last year when we said, do you use bulletin board material? They said, what do you got?
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that exchange? He said, what do you got to us?
And I said, started to say it,
I said, well, Skip Bayless said today, and he goes, forget, I don't care what he said.
Never mind.
And I actually went viral.
Yeah.
Should we tell him tomorrow that they've got you ranked 16th in the NFL just ahead of Baker Mayfield? Should we tell him that?
I think.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He knows.
I think he's keeping company with Baker Mayfield.
He keeps receipts. He threw those receipts right back in the face of Ryan Fitzpatrick after the opener.
Oh, he did. He did do that.
That was fantastic. I'm not a poor man's Matt Ryan. Here you go. I think he's aware that there's plenty of naysayers out there about him. And look, just go ahead and do you, man. Be Jared Goff. Do what you got to do. If I were to come out with quarterback rankings, you know what I like seeing instead? I like when people do the pods or the tiers.
And put them in groups.
And then label what the tier is. Because I think there's a separate tier for guys that have something to prove that they're not done. And I think that includes Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford. All three of those guys are coming back from injuries. You know, Stafford was banged up a lot last year. And the other two guys had, you know, season-ending injuries with the Achilles. To put them in like a second tier of quarterbacks, I think is ridiculous. But if you put them into a pod that says these guys have something to prove because they're coming back from injuries, fine. You know, I think Jared Goff belongs. Does he belong in a category with Brock Purdy?
I mean, it pretty much exactly a category with Brock Purdy.
Because guys that people will say, well, it's the system. You got people around you, and yet all they did was take their teams to the NFC Championship game, and one guy took them to the Super Bowl.
I don't want Aaron Rodgers anymore. I don't want Matthew Stafford anymore. I'm not sure I want Kirk Cousins anymore. I'm not sure I want Dak Prescott anymore. These are guys that I'm not sure are going to get any better than they have been. Matthew Stafford is, I think, laughably high on this list. And I would be saying, we have reached the point, Gator, where I would be saying if he were still in Detroit, man, I don't know if he's getting any better. The fear here is that he's doing everything he can just to stay the same, but he's probably at a point in his career where he's getting worse.
Well, so I heard somebody call the morning show this morning and say that they thought if Matthew Stafford was still on this team, that the Lions would have won a Super Bowl. Which, I don't know, take for what it was. People still, he's still a most polarizing player in town. And that was one that obviously is a big fan of Stafford and thinks that, you know, he's better than Goff and that he would have been a difference maker last year.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Somebody shot their mouth off, speaking of keeping receipts, and everybody is talking about it today. We'll get to that at 11:50 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.